720 News Radio WJPF. My friend Ed Davis on the other end of the line with Veterans on Parade. Hi, Ed. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. You know, we had to delay Veterans on Parade, you know, which is normally scheduled for Patriots Day weekend, but you're back on in Marion. How many years does this make it, Ed?
This is number 16, Tom.
16. Wow.
I know, 16.
I said the same thing on 15, too. I know. But, but you know, you decided you wanted to push forward. The date and time?
You know, October 17th, Saturday at 10 a.m.
You've had to make some changes, however, with the current situation.
We did. You know, there was a lot of thought went into this year's parade, more than, I bet you, all the years combined, about how do we have a safe and effective and protective event. Even though it's outside, you still have to do some things in order to meet the CDC guidelines, and we've done that.
All right, and
we're,
you've got,
we're very happy about what we've done.
Yeah, Ed, and you've got two categories that you have to worry about. One, yes, that's the veterans themselves, and very often veterans who are older, right, from the VA.
Exactly, Tom.
So that, let's talk first about what you're doing to protect the soldiers that are the subject of Veterans on Parade.
Okay, those soldiers and men and women who are going to march or walk on the parade, they must wear a mask going down Main Street. Those veterans who will be riding in vehicles. If you're in a vehicle with a family member, no mask needs to be worn. You step out of that vehicle, you have to don a mask. Same thing if you're in a vehicle with a group of people, group of veterans or other outsiders, you have to keep the mask on while you're in that vehicle or on that float.
Right,
you
now.
Get off that float, you still keep the mask on. So, you know, it was difficult to really want to ask people to do this, but this was the only way we thought we could get through this year and not cancel this event.
Usually you organize and pick people up at the parking lot in the VA. Is that still going on?
As a matter of fact, we've changed our two staging areas. The one is, of course, Marion Junior High School, where the parade starts on Main Street. The other area used to be the VA hospital for the vehicles in the parade. It is now going to be the Marion High School on South Carbon Street.
All right. Now, the other item is the crowd along the line. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
here's the thing, Ed. You look back over the 15 years you've already held at the 16th annual coming up this year, and it will truly be annual, where the other items will never be annual again, really, when it gets right down to it. But you will. You're also asking people along the parade route to be able to help you meet those CDC guidelines.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, Tom, because it's important, even with the veterans that are coming down there, if your dad's in that parade, or your uncle, or your brother, or your sister, we don't want the spectators to run up and shake hands or give a hug or, you know, make any bodily contact. We ask them also, spectators, to please socially distance yourself. You know, usually it's in groups of family that come out to the parade. So try and keep a little bit of a distance between your family and the next family.
Veterans on Parade, October 17th, 10 a.m., Marion.
Yes.
Parade. Before we get to the other stuff, parade route, Ed?
We'll start at West Main Street, and we'll go east on Main Street to the Williamson County Fairgrounds, where we now hold a memorial service to honor our KIAs and those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice, along with our first responders, who are the other half of America's heroes, besides our veterans. So we've changed a lot of things. And one of the things we're doing this year, Tom, I always try to have some kind of theme for that memorial service. This year, the theme is going to be our beloved Old Glory American flag.
You know, Ed, you talked about the memorial service, and you and I have talked about veterans and why this. Can you go back in your mind 16 years ago and why you and the rest of the organizers decided to do this? Can you remember 15 years back and exactly the motivation,
you know, Tom,
and the emotion?
You hit a nerve, because one of the main reason I got involved with this organization when it first came an idea by a gentleman by the name of Joe Loomis was we wanted to honor the veterans, because we saw what happened after Korea. We know what happened, even though I was a little kid. But we saw what happened with people like me, a Vietnam veteran, when we came home. There was no joy in Boomtown for the veterans coming home from Vietnam or Korea. And we saw what happened with Desert Shield and Desert Storm, the same thing. So we wanted the Iraqi and Afghanistan veterans to not feel as if they were left behind, that we didn't care. And that's how that parade started.
Now, here's the thing. I can't help but think, you and I were talking earlier this week, and earlier in the morning I'd been reading statistics from the Army, actually from multiple branches. When you go across all branches, a 20% increase in suicides in 2020 over 2019. 2019 was appalling enough. 2020 was worse. And then when you look specifically into the Army, a 30% increase in active member suicides in the Army. Now, and you think, well, how does this fit Veterans and Parade? Because you talked about this, there, this appreciation, the recognition of the effort that you put forward, of what you've given of your life and your family too. And I can't help but play some thought here. Look at World War II veterans, the welcome they returned to. Now, they had issues in and of themselves, and we weren't very good at recognizing them at the time, I think, compared to today. But I,
exactly,
I think this,
Tom,
I think this plays
there
a role.
No way to gauge, you know, how those veterans handled what they went through, which was a lot when you really go back into history and look and see the, you know, you look at the faces of all those soldiers in World War II, they look like 17-year-old kids.
Right.
You know, and not saying it's any different today. There are probably maybe about 19-20-year-old that come back from these wars that we're involved in, or these conflicts, or whatever you want to call them. But, you know, it's gotten to the point where finally, you know, we're trying to address this, because I just saw a statistic from the VA that an average of 20 veterans die each day by suicide, and veterans have a suicide rate 1.5 times higher than non-veterans.
I can tell you that my dad and I have discussed this more than once, and that's why he is a big fan and supporter of his local VFW.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, thank God that what's happening is that new program that the president just came out with, the administration came out with, which not only includes the government, it's called PREVENTS. It's the president's roadmap to empower veterans to and end a national tragedy of suicides. It's a collaborative effort of not just the VA, but the Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and one thing that's really good is the veteran service organizations to get involved. As a matter of fact, the DAV president, his name is Butch Whitehead. I heard him. He's proud to partner with PREVENTS, especially now as the COVID-19 pandemic has even created an even more urgent need for action to prevent veteran suicide today.
And that's just part of the reason. I mean, when you look at this, being welcomed and being thankful for what somebody else has done for you is a big thing. And it's interesting because I've got a member, a very close member of my family right now who's overseas, and locked down in the Middle East with this COVID-19, no travel. And,
oh,
you know, and more than just got baptized the other day, matter of fact, which he sent me a video of that, which I thought was very nice of him to do. And, but he's frustrated. He's frustrated because he's been told what he's wanted to do. He never got there. He is performance oriented, and he's frustrated because he's locked down, and every once in a while somebody lobs a rocket at him. You know, and you've got to stand. But he's not able to accomplish his goal. It's frustrated him because he's Army, he's trained, he's goal-motivated.
And he can't do anything.
Right.
Can't do anything.
Besides work
you
out.
You know, that works on you, Tom, more than just even mentally. It works on you, even spiritually. You know, you try to get through certain things. I remember being in combat. You try to get through certain situations, and you're talking to yourself in your head.
Yeah.
While this is going on, and sometimes it's not good thoughts, you know, and
you dwell on them.
You just got to fight through it as a veteran.
Well, you've been in the Army. You recognize the term "hurry up and wait."
I sure do. I don't even do it anymore today.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
All right, Ed Davis joining us, just one of the many organizers that have helped out. Let's talk about that quickly because we've got a few minutes. We so often talk to Ed. But when I'm on the phone, Ed, privately with Ed, he very often brings up, you know, Tom, I'm not the only guy that organizes this.
Yeah, yep. I have a great group of people that, you know, my biggest need for me is definitely on parade day to make sure that the parade goes off without a hitch and everybody, not just the veterans who are in the parade, but those folks along the sidelines have a great time and enjoy this event as much as the veterans do coming down Main Street.
Do you need additional help, Ed?
Yes, we're always looking for, especially younger veterans, Tom, to get involved. Because part of our bylaws, veterans have to be on the board. You know, and unfortunately, last year, prior to the parade, I lost a great friend in Penny Bagby. Unfortunately, he was the last of the four main co-founders. So I'm it right now as the last. I'm the last co-founder right now out of four. So, but we always need people to help. You know, and you know, I try to explain to people. You know, they ask me why I do it. I do it because I want this parade to continue to happen. I think it's a great event, patriotically and community-wise, for Southern Illinois. And just because I moved up here to another state, to Missouri, I don't want it to stop. I don't.
Ed Davis is joining us. Veterans on Parade, customarily in the first 15 years, has been held on Patriots Day weekend. This time, October 17th. Just the quick details now. Veterans on Parade returns to Marion. Ed, close us up. Dates, times.
Okay. Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. And remember, come out, and we want people to come out and enjoy this event. Even in light of the COVID-19, we can do it safely and protect everybody on both sides of the street, those marching and those watching. So come out and enjoy a great event in Southern Illinois. And next year, Tom, it'll be on the 20th anniversary of 9/11.